Hey everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Turn One Scoop. It's me, your buddy, your friend, your parasocial contact, Pablo. And with me, hi. Well, not for you, you're my actual friend, Michelle. Wait, oh man, this is getting a little...
What?
Okay. It's getting a little weird. All right. No, audience members, please don't click off. You are my real friends. Don't worry. Jesus Christ. Where are you today, Michelle? Save me from this pit I've dug to myself. So
I'm in a goddamn paradise, Pablo. It's beautiful and pretty. Lots of animals.
Paradise.
Magic. Not that paradise is in the name this time, okay? But it's great time. A lot of creatures, a lot of animals.
Where can Michelle be?
It's almost like a sanctuary, you know? Very nice.
Oh man, well, you gave it away. I was not knowing it until you said sanctuary. Is it animal sanctuary, the land today?
Yes.
Beast sanctuary. Okay. That's the one where you put like a +1/+1 counter on like something, right? Oh, a bird, ox, cat, dog.
All these animals, dude. It's a goddamn paradise, Pablo.
Does it have goat on it? Does it have goat?
Yes.
Oh, good. Awesome. Cool.
Yes.
I would have called it the barn, but you know, I'm not in charge of naming cards in Magic the Gathering, so we'll let that one slide.
Oh.
So why is that our land for this week, Michelle?
Friends, today we are talking about another tribal, like, not a specific deck, but another tribal theme.
Oh, baby, that's right. We did say that we were going to make this series in the same vein as our spider
deck. Yes.
Tech
yes.
thing.
Yes.
What tribe is it today again, Michelle?
Today we are doing cats, because what is it, 2020? And it is the year of the tiger, and that's as close as we're gonna get to a tiger.
Some of these are, depending on the color that you lean into, some of these are tigers, but yeah, cool, awesome. Cat tribal. I like it, I dig it, let's get into it.
It's the kitty cat babies! There's so many of them! Now, I am on EDH rec. I'm not gonna go to Scryfall or whatever it is and just search up all cat legendaries, because... this ain't it, bro.
I mean, there are a lot of cat legendaries, and cats have been around for a long, long time in Magic.
Uh-huh.
But I think as far as tribal commanders go, because here's the thing, man. Miri, as a cat legendary, has been around for a while.
She's
the,
great.
Miri is that, I don't know, what is she?
She's just
a forest cat, right?
Yeah, so when she attacks, opponents can't block with more than one creature, and then if she's tapped, then no more than one creature can attack you.
Oh, yeah, but Miri has, like, three cards just all on her own, so there's
been a bunch of
cat legendaries. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about Miri Weatherlight, but yes!
Yeah, so as far as cats being legendary, there's been a long history. Jedit O'Jannon... comes to mind. Jedit O'Jannon comes to mind. He's also a cat legendary that's had a couple of cards. He's actually more Year of the Tigery than any of the people that we're going to be talking about today. He's been around for a long, long time.
Oh, he's a legit tiger.
Yeah. But as far as having a commander or having a variety of cat commanders that care about cat as a card type, there's only like 7 or 8 in Magic, and that's us stretching the definition of what it means to care about the cat tribal.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Like, if we're actually talking about commanders that care about cats as a tribe, there's like 3, but we'll talk about all of them.
Yeah, well, I just have the ones on EDH Direct pulled up because those are just popular cat commanders, I guess. But
yeah, it's missing 2, but we'll get to that in a second. Michelle, now that we've talked about that, what colors are cats usually?
All right, so typically cats are in Selesnya colors, so that's white and green. You'll see lots of those around. Some pure white, some I don't actually see a lot. Like, oh yeah, some all green, but sometimes you splash in a little bit of black. Sometimes you splash in like a little bit of red. You don't really see a lot of blue cats, typically.
Yeah, and if you see blue cats, usually the cat keyword there is just a tag on. It's mostly cat wizard or cat spirit. Like the cat, yeah. The species type doesn't really matter for blue.
Be a cat, but for the most part, for a cat tribal deck, you're not going to see any blue in it.
Yeah, cat illusion.
Wow.
But it does look like that cats very comfortably rest in Selesnya colors.
Mm-hmm, for the most part.
Mechanically, what are cats known for, Michelle?
As far as I know, when I was first getting into it, either be tokens or equipment.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if that's changed, but...
A lot of the token department comes from green.
This makes sense.
And the equipment part comes from the white cats of Mirrodin a lot of the time. I don't know why they decided to make those guys the most equipment happy out of all the cats, because it kind of bled into other places too. Like after they did that for the Mirrodin cats, they sort of had to just make all the other cats care about it too.
I don't know. I mean, Nazan's a blacksmith. He just makes equipment, so you know.
Yeah, that's where that postmodern Mirrodin flavor hits in. As far as that's themes. What about keywords, Michelle? Are cats known specifically for like being a certain type of thing, like how spiders had reach, etc.?
Well, they're in green and they're in white, and so I assume. So I'm looking at some of these commanders here, and I'm like, okay, vigilance comes up pretty often. Cats be very vigilant.
They're waiting in the weeds.
Yeah, some of them have first strike. I don't see a lot of them with trample, though. But we got vigilance. We've got first strike for some of them. Lifelink appears in quite a bit of them. And then some of the white ones, flash comes up as well.
Yeah. Basically, anything that has to do with being prepared, cats have flavor-wise.
Yes.
I think a little bit they also have... I don't know how many of them there are, but like one of the big contenders is, again, Jedi Ojanin has Forest Walk, which makes sense. Like, they're stalking your prey, etc., etc.
Yeah. That makes sense, but... For the most part, they're just chilling and stalking, and sometimes flying. Yeah. For whatever reason, I'm seeing like a good amount of flying cats. So,
yeah, that's again, dude. Most of that comes from Mirrodin, and the Mirrodin cats really were all over the fucking place.
They're
with
wild
what they were
and
doing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. If we're talking about like legit actual keywords that they're associated with, it's first strike and vigilance.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes double strike, because you know, first strike usually leads into double strike.
Yes.
But they're not really all that. Here's my hot take. Don't at me. Cats were not that interesting, as far as I can tell.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about cat tribal, as in just the cat tribal and nothing else, I can, to a certain extent, agree with you. Seems like, for the most part, it's like, you have a cat. This cat buffs other cats, and you pop out lots of cats, and they attack.
I think it has a lot to do with just how new they are as a tribe that has tribal support, but...
Oh, really?
Up until the commander set 2017 maybe, they really, really weren't much of a consideration for Wizards of the Coast other than the Mirrodin cats, which again, Mirrodin cats are just pretty fucking full of exceptions.
They are a little weird. Well, in that case, in the future, do you think they'll start, like, kind of doing more cat stuff? I know the newest cat-ish tribal card to come out is Rin and Sairy, and that was great.
Yeah, I don't even know, because Rin and Sairy was more for the dog tribal than it was for cats. I mean, like, cats were there, but, like, we all know
cat.
Yeah. Like, well, let's see here. Out of the... We are recording in 2022, so everybody...
Yes.
That's where we're at. We haven't gone to a plane that really cares about cats in a long time. Mirrodin crazy cares about cats. We haven't been there in a while. Theros absolutely adores cats, loves them cats. The closest thing that we had in the longest time was Ikoria with their cat mutant things.
Yeah, well, Ikoria cared about just beasts and shit in general, so
yeah, like other than that, and no, I was going to say Amonkhet, but Amonkhet is actually an old set. You hear that, everybody? If you think Amonkhet is a recent set, you are a certified boomer. You are old and out of touch. Okay,
when did Amonkhet come out?
Was it 2018 now? Something like that. It's been a while.
That's not too old. That's like...
Maybe even further. Let me...
It's only 4 years if it's 2018. Well, I wouldn't
Amonkhet. Let's make sure. Amonkhet came out for Magic the Gathering in 2017. Okay, not too bad, yeah.
Okay, still, so like 5-ish years ago. It's not too far back.
Right, but you can't call it new anymore. So just giving y'all a reality check over here. We're in Neon Dynasty Kamigawa. We got DJ tables and spirit e-girls all over the place.
Shit,
Ryusei's out there with a drone, like, freaking videoing him.
People like, be hating on these pranks. like these new cards, but I'm like, okay, I haven't been in the Magic Circle for a very long time. I don't know what Amonkhet is, and so therefore I'm in the Zoomer category. Is that what you'd call it? I don't know, but that's what.
Go for it.
I thought that the new art for the Neo Kamigawa leaks were fine, okay?
Look, dude, all I'm saying is Heartless Hidetsugu isn't just raging about, like, the Oni volcanoes anymore. He's also raging about the weak side on his Valorant team as he's trying to, like, fucking arm the whatever spike thing is happening in the Valorant. Anyway.
No, okay, we'll talk about that later when we do the Kamigawa episode. But before we get off track, Pablo, let's jump back in here.
Okay, so man, before we start talking about the commanders, let's talk about some of the just standout cat tribal cards in general.
Ooh, Pablo.
We're saving the best for middle in this case.
All right.
I'm pretty sure you have some cards that you care about as far as cats go, right, Michelle?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay, first and foremost, best cat, Stalking Leonin.
Ah, yeah. That's not cat tribal, but we'll put him in anyway. Let's go.
Look. I thought the topic was just standout cat cards, and
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's
card.
Go. It's cool by me. We're going.
Okay. One of my favorites, Stalking Leonin. So what Stalking Leonin does? Check this out, you guys. You play him, and then you secretly choose a player, and then if that player attacks you, you can then be like, "Haha! I secretly chose you. Exile your shit, bitch!" And I'm like, "Wow, it's a seeker."
It's so bad.
Oh God, I love him so much.
You know what? That's fair. Because
it's so funny. You play him, and then you look around, and then you secretly write down who you picked on a sheet of paper or some shit. And you fold it, and you just put it right next to your playmat. It's like, Don't touch me. This could be your name underneath here, okay?
This could be you. Like, so, I mean, okay. I was going to say, well, I guess I'll just attack you with a whole bunch of useless creatures, but in, you're right. Kasali, what was it?
What? Stalking Leonin, what?
Stalking Leonin, sorry, Kasali, not Kasali. I'm thinking about something else. Everything. Stalking Leonin, cool dude, sometimes comes in clutch, and for the people who are cowards, absolutely would be scared of Stalking Leonin.
True, dude, especially if you have big creatures that, like, you just don't want to get exiled. It's like, all right, buddy.
Okay, all right,
this,
well, let
be
me...
secretly you.
Let me get a real cat card in here before Michelle keeps going on with these, like,
is a cat card, okay? We never specified good cat cards, just cat cards that we like,
okay? All right, fair. Not really, but fair, I guess. The other one that I had in mind, just because... Here's one thing that is interesting about the cats. Other than sideways one of the cat commanders that we're going to be talking about, There aren't any regular lords for the cat tribe, which is to say there isn't a cat that just is a legendary that straight up says... cats get +1/+1. Most of those are going to be in your other cat cards in the deck. And this is the one that I got because it just tickles me. Not as much as Stalking Leonin tickles Michelle, but it still tickles me. It's a Feline Sovereign. It's one of the green cats, two colorless and a green. Other cats get +1/+1, and this is why it tickled me. Protection from dogs. Now that is a cat card.
Okay, you know what? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
When do you ever come across just like a dog creature in Magic? Aren't these still
you know
super
what?
Bad?
To be, you're right. Like, if we're talking about newer tribes that are less supported than cats, dogs are there. So, technically, yes, this is a kind of a bad card. It does have a secondary effect of whenever one of your cats do deal damage to a player, you can destroy an artifact or enchantment. But
okay,
again,
pretty scary. That's pretty scary.
You are going super wide with cats usually, and that does happen because they're very token based, just like almost everything else that's in Selesnya, right?
Yeah.
But... you have any other standout cats, Michelle?
Well, here's the thing. My only cat deck, quote unquote, air quotes, is Maurice. And we all know he's not really a cat deck. He's a goad deck, but he started off as a cat deck. But, well, I guess one of my other standout cards is a commander, so we'll be talking about her later.
Yeah. It's just, here. At the very least, cats do have about 4 or 5 of these lord cards, so they're a legit tribe. It's not like say slug tribal or turtle tribal where you're just trying so hard to put things together. If you are playing a cat deck, at the very least, if you're going up to turn 8, you have a good chance of drawing one of your lords. Like, it'll show up in a game if you're not playing the one cat card that is a lord sideways.
Ooh. Standout cat card. One that I wish I had. Okay. One that I might have had and then took out because it was too specific, is White Sun Zenith. You make all the cat tokens.
Yeah, you're right. That is, yep. That is exactly the kind of cat cards that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, very simple. You pay X and 3 white, and you just create X22 white cat creature tokens. And then the nice part is that you just shuffle the card back into your library, and maybe you pull it again, you guys, okay?
Arguably the weakest of the Zenith cards, but still a Zenith card. So it's fine.
We don't talk about that, Pablo, okay?
White Sun Zenith. Like, here's the thing about all the other Zeniths. It's like, they make sense. Like, super powerful magic is coming out. Like, you know, Blue Sun Zenith, the magic is coming out and you're drawing cards. And Black Sun Zenith, shit's dying. And Red Sun Zenith, like, your face is getting melted off. But, like, White Sun Zenith is like...
You make cats.
Did the cats get really fucking horny or something? Just oh boy, the white sun. Yeah, reproduce.
Another great cat card, but cat tribal, you guys.
Yeah, I'm not saying no to it. It is a good cat card. Literally, if you're in a cat deck, I mean, I'm making fun of it. I'm making fun of it in the grand scheme of Magic. But if we're looking in the cat bubble, where you have a lot of cat effects that will spice up your cats, this is actually a really, really good card.
Yeah, so plus it makes just tokens. So if you have token doublers or whatever, stick that shit in there. You make double the tokens.
Yeah, you are in green. You are very much in green. So go for it.
Yes.
My other, if we're talking about one for one, the other cat card that I like is the Casali Pride Mage, because it is just a very useful cat.
Yes, a very useful cat.
And it's a cat fine. Wizard. that's what tickles me. It's like a cat wizard. Cool guy. He was a standard all-star. He's a modern all-star. He's just an all-star altogether. Like, fucking good on you, Casali Pride Mage. You are just great
all around. You're doing it. You got it, buddy.
Yeah. The best of the grizzly bears is a cat.
And you're not in blue, so, wizard it up, but not in blue.
Yep. All right. So that's a small smattering of cat cards. So cats hate enchantments and artifacts for whatever reason. They make a lot of tokens. They care about each other, which is good for any tribal, really.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything else that, like, gimmick-wise, apart from what we're about to get in with our commanders, that we need to talk about, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. There is one very, very, very small, incredibly tiny sub-theme that I don't think is ever really talked about much. There is a small landfall element to cats. It's minuscule, but it technically is one of their themes for some fucking reason.
That's fine, I guess. I mean, good on them.
Like five cards that have cats in it exist saying landfall, so like, good enough, all right? It is very hard to make an episode out of cats, okay?
It's fine. We'll just jump right into it, Pablo. So, okay. So, going on to commanders. Mm-hmm. If you were to make a cat deck, Pablo, which of these commanders would you pick?
All right. Am I trying to win or am I trying to be cool?
What does your heart prefer when you make decks? Do you want to win or do you want to have a good Jimmy Dime?
Well,
or Johnny's the name, actually, sorry.
Timmy, bro.
Timmy is like Timmy and
Johnny.
Johnny
Timmy, yeah.
Johnny Timmy.
if I want to be true to myself, like, I would probably pick, God, dude, I don't know. Like, all of these are terrible. I'm kidding. If I wanted to be true to myself with a rule of cool, I would pick either Raksha or Brimas, because they're pretty neat guys. If I really want to crank up the cat volume to 10, I would probably pick Arabo.
Oh, the big cat boy.
Mm. I think you have an Arabo, don't you, Michelle? Didn't you buy the cat secret lair?
I did not, because the value of that was non-existent.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, what was the most expensive card out of that set? Was it like Miri or something? I can't remember.
Miri is... I don't know if Miri's in there. Was she in there?
Yeah. There's an alt art of Miri as a kitten.
Miri Weatherlight? The Weatherlight one? Or...
Yeah. If you guys don't know, there was a secret lair for the cats that was all about cats, and they made all the cats little kittens.
It was very cute. I was extremely tempted, however... I already had a Miri, and I wasn't about to spend, like, what, $40 on $10 worth of cards.
Yeah. Arabo is is who I would say is the winner. Am I going to do Arabo first, Michelle?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, all right. So Arabo is the quintessential cat lord. He is one of those cats that we were talking about that gives a sideways lord effect. He is also technically overpowered the same way that White Sun Zenith is technically overpowered. In that, in its set, its cycle, it was the weakest because it has an eminence ability. Like, I feel for Arabo, I really do, but the other people in his set was Inala, was the Ur-Dragon, was fucking Edgar Markov. Like, Arabo, you're cool, kinda, dude. Kind
of pales in comparison, I guess.
Yeah. Let's read them, though, before anything else. Three colorless, a green and a white. He has an eminence ability, which we were talking about is the busted ability. Don't compare him to the other cards with eminence, though, because you'll cry. But all he has to do is sit in the command zone. And it'll just give you a cat that you control plus three. All it has to do is either be in the command zone or on the battlefield, and a cat just gets buffed.
Yeah, but only during combat, though. But yeah.
Still pretty nice.
Still not bad.
For free? Very nice for free. It has one of it, active ability. Well, not active ability. Triggered ability. Now, this does have to be when he's out. Is whenever another cat you control attacks, you can pay one and Selesnya, and it'll gain trample and +X/+X, where X is the double of its power. So it's also pretty nice. But if you're in Selesnya cats and you're not really looking to, like, beat somebody up with commander damage or anything like that, Arabo is one of the best cat commanders out there.
Nice. And he's pretty sweet looking too. He's got, like, the coolest cat art of most of these commanders, I guess.
Right. No, absolutely. If we're actually talking about, like, an actual cat, he is the coolest cat out of all of them.
I mean, not to mention Ajani, but in terms of legendary cat creatures, he's great. He's great.
Well, I was actually talking about, like, he's not a cat human. Legit an actual cat.
Oh, you're talking about cat cats. Okay. All right. Yeah. Fine, Arabo is the coolest cat.
One thing I would like to point out is very weird. This is a Jesper Eising art card.
Mm-hmm.
And he's way more well known for his birds. So whenever he draws something that doesn't have wings, it's always like an interesting thing to see. Because you see all that fur? I see feathers. But that's just me.
You know what? You're right. I'm looking at it on the EDH rec, so it's like a smaller icon.
Mm-hmm.
But pulling it up close, it's like, wow, you're right.
Yeah. Those, I mean, yeah, that's hair too. Like, there's, you know, it's not like it's not hair, but you can also make the argument that it's like plumes from like a bird of paradise or something, like really long feathers, et cetera, et cetera. You can see what Jesper does art wise more often than not, is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah. But still very cool looking regardless. Very unique looking cat. But that's just one of the commanders that you could use.
It puts you in the strongest cat colors of green and white, which is, you know, what more can you ask for?
Yeah, assuming you wanted to go, like, very pure into cat tribal specifically.
Yeah. Well, all right then, Michelle. You tell me, what else can I do with my cat? What other cat tribal commanders can I play with then?
All right, so technically, the newest cat commander is also a dog commander, but also a cat commander. Rin and Sari, inseparable, very cute. I quite like this card, and I was very close to making a commander deck until Donovan made one himself, and I'm like, okay, fine, you can take it. But Rin and Sari, one a red, a green, and a white. Legendary dog cat. Whenever you cast a dog spell, create a 1/1 green cat creature token. Whenever you cast a cat spell, create a 1/1 white dog token. So you just make cats and dogs, and I believe they both do different things.
Yeah.
As well.
It does. So whenever you activate Ren and Siri, you should just finish up the card, Michelle. It's there.
Mm-hmm. So you can pay a red, a green, and a white to tap it, and then Ren and Siri, inseparable, deals damage to any target equal to the number of dogs you control, and you gain life equal to the number of cats you control. So the cats and dogs being on the battlefield do other things as well when you activate Ren and Siri.
Yeah. So here's the thing about Ren and Siri, I do like them because they're one of the eight commanders that actually reference cats as a creature type. The problem is the effect that you have with Ren and Siri cares way more about the number of dogs you have than the number of cats you have.
Well, if you want to do lots of damage, then yes. But we all know dogs, they ain't a real tribal, okay? They're not really good. So...
it's this weird spot where you playing cats... If you make Ren and Siri and you make a cat tribal deck, you actually do get the dog effect, the good effect, really well.
Yeah.
But you are actually winning through dogs, not cats. Which is...
Yes.
I mean, depends on how pure you want to be. How much of a purist you want to be. It's not the cats that are attacking whoever. It's the dogs that are getting sicked on the target.
That's true. But technically, if you're making a Ren and Siri deck, chances are most of the creatures are going to be either a cat... Or a changeling.
That's good. That's real fucking good. And so you can get the best of both worlds. Fair enough.
Yeah, so regardless of the situation, will work as a cat tribal. If you want to put some dogs in there for that cat-dog synergy, sure, why not? I don't think there are many good dogs at the moment. Do wolves count as dogs and hounds? Now, they're separate.
Let's see. Off the top of my head, and far from my experience, have I ever made a dog deck? I think Selfless Savior is a good dog. It turns something indestructible. It's not even that great when you can have Selfless Spirit, but I guess we're limited to cats and dogs. So, that's one dog. Another dog is Elvish Warhounds, which is if you stick a lure onto him, it puts all of your enemies' whatever's blocking it on top of your opponent's deck, which is a pure gimmick. And what's another good dog?
Alpine Watchdog. He has vigilance.
some of the Tarkir Inox, they're the wolf, not the wolf people, the dog people of Magic. They're okay, but mostly they're there for morph shenanigans, so I guess it just depends on how much you're putting into that. Either way, Ren and Siri is a cross-eyed cat commander, for sure. Like, it cares about you casting cats, but you'll be winning through dogs, so...
Yeah, but, they're there because technically most of your cards are going to be cat cards anyway, so it's fine.
Fair, very fair. And you get red. Red, very good color.
Yes. Was that Naya?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get more colors, more options. Really good. Gives you that punching power. Okay, so that was your commander. Let's see. I'm going to do one of the other cross-eyed commanders. I don't think it's listed up here, right? Because okay, so this is the other commander that technically references cats directly. It's Jedit O'Jannon of Ephrava, the mono green Jedit O'Jannon. So whenever it attacks or blocks, you make another 2/2 cat warrior creature token with forest
cats.
Walk. Yeah. Jedit O'Jannon of Ephrava, 3 colorless, 3 green, cat warrior with forest walk for that comes out with a 5/5, so kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes 2/2 cat warriors with forest walk. You need to lean in so heavy on the token generation for Jedit O'Jannon, because without the white side of cats,
It's going to be kind of rough.
Yeah, I very much, like, wholeheartedly believe you can have a mono white cat deck. It's tough to make a mono green cat deck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that's why he's not really on EDH track, because it's just so hard.
Yeah, he's really far down. He's in a lot of... He is in 50% of all cat decks. He just...
Not
can't
Scamander.
Really, yeah, he can't really carry cats, that's all. The thing is, he suffers a lot from non-elf green tribal syndrome, where it's like, everything you try to do is why aren't, if you're in mono green, why aren't you just playing elves instead for tribal?
Why aren't you just elf?
Yeah, well, Ejedit Elfanon of Elfrabas. So that's the other pure elf, not see it's
pure already. Elf,
pure cat tribal commander. So we can head off to another one. Jedi Janin, if you want hard mode cat tribal deck, go for him.
Yeah, if you want a card that I guess technically cares about cats, you can do Kemba Ka. Lean real hard into those cats with equipment.
Yeah. I like Kemba Ka. She's cool.
No, she's great. She's she only costs 3 too, so she's 1 and 2 white. Cat cleric, so that's interesting. At the beginning of your upkeep, create 2/2 white cat creature token for each equipment attached onto Kemba Ka. So, you know, you just kind of load her up and then make lots of kitty cats.
Yeah, she's another one of those Mirrodin cats that we were talking about that are so heavily tied into equipment. But I like her because if you're doing this deck properly, you should be focusing more on evasive equipments to give to Kemba Ka.
Yes.
So she'll already be protected because you're doing the thing, and she's making the cats as you're protecting her, which is just such nice synergy.
Yeah, she's like the leader of a cat army, okay?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And she'll make that cat army for you, which is super nice.
All right. Now, I'm looking at the cat beast here, Kahira. Remind me, Pablo, the companion mechanic in Magic?
Oh, Kahira, the orphan guard we're looking at right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm like, what are other cat commanders that are technically cat-centric? And I'm like, oh, wow, every creature in your deck is a cat.
So, Kahira, the orphan guard... If you're playing it as your commander, you don't have to look at the companion tagline. Mm-hmm. If you are using it as a companion for your cat tribal deck, which is totally easy to do if you are making a cat deck, what that means is it hangs out in the companion zone, which is kind of like the command zone. You can pay 3 to put that card into your hand, I think during your turn. I don't think it's any turn. And then it's kind of like a mini commander. It's a companion. It's your commander's pet. So if you're in a Selesnya cat deck, and like now we're talking about an actual cat deck, not fucking Rin and Siri Pretendo okay. Wii cat deck.
All right, fine.
Kahira will actually just be a very reliable +1/+1 anthem for all of your cats. So I guess this is the true cat lord, but the thing is it's also the elemental lord, nightmare lord, dinosaur lord, and beast lord. It gives everybody vigilance, which Kahira is very good.
Yeah.
If you're a pure cat deck though.
Yeah, it's fine. honorable mention, Kahira. Now, there are other cat commanders out there that I don't know if we'll be talking about them just because they don't really deal with cat tribal stuff. Like Miri, very cool. Fantastic. Would probably be better not to build her as a cat tribal.
Yeah. Like, the problem with Miri and, to a lesser extent, Nazan... Mm-hmm. So these two make for very good Voltron-ish centric decks, but the Voltron commanders, or at least the commanders that care about being a big cat on campus, they're mostly mono white. So it's a little tough to bring in these other cats into the fold when they're you know, again, the green is so heavy. White can carry the cat tribal on itself, but green is a very good color to have, right?
Yeah, it's like a nice support color.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What other cat commanders can we talk about? I'll roll these two in.
Oh, yes. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, I'm just going to shout out my boy Marisi. Okay. A great commander.
Jeez, these gimmick cats. All right. I'm going to roll these two cat commanders in because they're, again, those mono white cats that we were talking about. Raksha, mm-hmm. Golden Cub, and Brimma's King of Brimma's Rescos.
Mm-hmm.
Brimma's, good luck finding him for cheap because this guy's shot up. I just think it's because he hasn't been reprinted since Theros itself.
Yeah, it's like $20. He's a little bit less expensive than Miri, but $20 is still quite expensive.
Yeah. Brimma's makes cat tokens, which is, you know, a thing. And Raksha Golden Cub is another anthem creature. If he's equipped, he's a Meriden cat, so of course he's going to deal with equipment. He gives all your other cats +2/+2, and this is why I picked Raksha Golden Cub.
Yes.
Double strike, which is super cool.
Very, very, very nice. Very strong.
Mm-hmm.
There
is one last cat that is a true cat, you know, cares about cat tribal commander, and that's Wasitora, the Nikoru
Queen.
Wasitora.
Nice. Is this the flying kitty cat?
Yeah, the cat dragon
wings. Yes.
Two and a Jund, so two colorless, black, red, green, cat, dragon, flying, trample, 5/4, really good for its rate, and whenever Wasitora deals combat damage to a player, that player has to sacrifice a creature, and if they can't, you make a 3/3 cat, dragon with flying, so, you know, pretty cool. You lose white, which is
really unfortunate for cats because there's so many white cats, but
you get access to the few black cats that are out there, which is, again, by the way, we are always assuming that you are making like a true blue tribal commander deck with these things, so like Wasitora, if you were just making a Jund commander deck, then, you know, she's great, but if you're doing, I only have cat cards in my cat deck with Wasitora for whatever reason being the lead singer.
Good luck.
There are some cats in black. They're pretty all right, but they are very, very non-synergistic with the green cat cards.
So. Yeah. But good honorable mention.
Good honorable mention for Wasitora. She can be. She is. Good luck making that deck.
Yeah. well, that's fine. Well, those are the commanders typically for cat tribal specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can, I guess, move on.
Yeah. Let's see. Specific cat tribal support cards. This one's a little bit tough, just because. Here, it's not really a support card for cats, the tribe themselves, but basically anything that deals with equipment, token generation, or buffing creatures that already have flash, vigilance, first strike. Yeah, if you have dudes that care about equipment, or what was that other thing I just said,
flash, vigilance, or first strike.
Yeah. Then they work for your cat deck. So, what are some good token enablers there, Michelle?
What is the card that I traded Trent? It was something that doubled tokens. It was a white, I think, enchantment.
Oh, right. Anointed Procession, right.
Yeah,
right.
Anointed Procession doubles your tokens. So, pretty sure it's not a cheap card, but like, I mean, very nice. Man,
You're digging deep for a lot of these, so you better be ready to open up your wallet if you want to win with your cats.
Oof. Yikes. Okay. We want to go a bit cheaper. We did talk about Kemba Ka earlier. If you're not using her as a commander, she also can just be stuck into a cat tribal deck. She does make creature tokens, cat tokens specifically. Yeah. Well, if you're gonna spend the money to get Brimaz, you might as well spend the money to get Anointed Procession, because aren't they
I think there's another card that you can get for at least green. What was it? It's not doubling season, but there is a card that doubles the amount of tokens that you have in green. So maybe not so much that. Not like Anointed Procession or Doubling Season, but if you have something like Renin Siri out, we're assuming that you're in a pure cat tribal deck.
I mean, cat tribal tokens, it's fine.
So say you don't have Doubling Season, you don't have Anointed Procession, you don't have Parallel Lives, you can get Second Harvest. That is a good enabler for token decks, which, let's face it, is something that your cat tribal deck is going to lean into if you're not leaning into equipment.
Yeah. If it's not equipment, it's tokens. Again, we did talk about White Sun Zenith earlier, something that makes tokens and stuff. So always fun. Anything that also, what is the effect that doubles the tokens that are already on the field, Pablo?
Oh, that was the Second Harvest. That was Second Harvest.
Oh, no, yeah, but the effect that does that.
I know there's a proliferate. Yeah.
Is it proliferate, or is it...
Propagate.
Propagate! No. One of those. One of those P words. No.
Let's...
Oh, populate. It's populate.
Populate. Yeah, I'll probably leave that in just to show everybody that we're human, too.
But yeah, populate effects are probably going to be really good for your decks, just because... If you're doing tokens already, why not just double the tokens that you already have, bro?
Another cat that is pretty good and fits in flavor-wise is Prava of the Steel Legion. Makes your cat's token, as long as it's your turn, your cat tokens be +1/+4. So we're hoping that you also have some of your vigilance enablers too. So Prava of the Steel Legion, A+ card in any cat deck.
Very nice. Now, being in, I guess, white and green, past the whole, cat tribal thing, you can also put in cats that do other things, like cats that destroy equipment or artifacts and stuff. That way you get that cat tribal in there, but also you get cool effects like drawing cards, destroying things.
Yeah.
So, one really thing nice that... things.
Cats do have that is very nice flavor wise is they have a lot of nice ETBs because you get it, they're pouncing. Haha, I'm a cat.
Yeah, it's like stalking Leonin.
we're being a little.
sorry.
No, you're good. I'm being the little stick in the mud there. Yes, stalking Leonin, very cool, very cool effect ETB there.
Other cats that come into mind, Casali Slingers, kind of expensive mana-wise, 5, but it enters the battlefield or another cat, and you can just destroy target artifact or enchantment.
Yeah.
Real nice.
What's nice about the cat cards is you get a lot of the Ajani flavor going if you are going full, I can only have cards that have cats on them. So you at least get a lot of Ajani's just instantly opened up to you. And they do care about putting +1/+1 counters on a bunch of stuff. Not a main theme of cat tribal decks, but you're in green, so you might as well get that into... excuse me, you're in Selesnya, so you might as well get that into while you're making all of your tokens, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're in Cat Tribal, you're also in Selesnya Tribal. another fun card, very funny, Hungry Lynx, very cute, one green, one in a green, so two. Cats have protection from rats! because it's like it's very flavorful. Okay. Yeah. Also, at the beginning of your end step, your opponents get a 1/1 black rat creature token with death touch. So it's like, oh yes, we'll give an opponent a rat that can't touch us.
Yeah.
But also, whenever the rat dies, you put 1/1 counters on each cat. So it's like a weird offhand anthem.
Another cat that I like, as far as it's not really an ETB, but it might as well be an ETB, is Alms Collector. This guy has gotten up in price too; is like $10, $15 now. But It's a cat cleric that flashes in, and if an opponent would draw two or more cards, instead they only draw one card, and you draw a card. So
that's pretty cool.
It was one of the very, very few ways. And here's the thing. If you were looking for white card draw, 4 mana was about the best rate that you could get back then. Alms Collector was a very cool little gotcha ETB, even though it's not really an ETB. But, you know, ETB cat white spell that would draw you a card.
Yeah. Other notable cards that are cats that also draw you a card is, I believe... not Fill It Our Retreat. What am I looking at? I'm looking at... where is it? It is... oh, Keeper of the Fables. Very nice. Not cat specifically, but he is a cat. And assuming you make a cat tribal, your creatures are non-human anyway, so whenever one or more non-human creatures you control deal combat damage, you draw a card. Very nice cat card.
A very nice green card in general. And again, here's the thing. A lot of these cards... cats don't have as much synergy as, say, again, elves or...
oh, but that elves are... they're a whole other category. Elves, goblins, we don't speak right. of
we're,
those.
We're not talking about them non-hipster tribes. but it cats, there are a lot of just flat-out good green cats and a lot of good white cats that just come in and do their shit. And then maybe you have a couple of cat lords that buff them up when they're doing their cool shit, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, it looks like, for the most part, you just want to go wide and get a good amount of anthems to make them buff enough so that they don't just die.
Yeah. Let's go for the real here.
Yeah.
Michelle, there are only really two ways to win with cats, other than Felidar Sovereign.
Other than, like, what, going wide?
Yeah, well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, those are the only two. Oh, but there yes. Now, to be fair, there is one cat that wins you the game instantly, which is Felidar Sovereign, Vigilance, Lifelink. None of that shit matters. At the beginning of your upkeep, if you have 40 or more life, you win the game.
So, yeah.
Sort of easy to do, especially if you're leaning in on heavy Turbo Fog Selesnya.
Mm-hmm.
You put all of your resources into fog effects, life gain... this is the gimmick deck, okay? There is one gimmick deck for cats. The other two we'll talk about in a second. But put all your resources into green creature tutors, white and green fog effects, and life gain, and then you can make yourself a Felidar Sovereign deck. So
that's your secret commander, okay?
I don't know who you would put as your regular commander. Probably Marisi, I would say, just so that that's one more way for people to not attack you.
Yeah, I mean, Marisi does facilitate an environment where people just straight up can't attack you and they have to attack everybody else. So Marisi would probably be the best fit for a secret Felidar Sovereign commander.
Yep. But now that we're done with the toxic strategies, let's go into the real ones. Michelle, what would you rather play? The go wide token overrun white and green Selesnya cat deck, or the mono white semi-Voltron cat deck?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I've played a few decks that do the go wide cat. Not cat, but go wide creature, we just big stomp. But my whole issue with it is that very easily you could just get board wiped. And then you're dead. You're just done. And I'm like, so I think that for me, I would probably just do the like white Voltron, because at the very least you can bring your commander back.
Right. Because like, here, I don't want to take anything away from the cat deck, because we've been shitting on it a little bit this episode. But the problem is, it is basically just another Selesnya deck. So, yes. And there are ways to... Now, to be fair, there are a lot of ways to save your cats now. There's Heroic Intervention. Mm-hmm. Bonus points, because that's an Ajani card. There are a lot of the Flicker... not Flicker, excuse me. If you Flicker your token deck, you die. There's a lot of phase-out cards now where your creatures phase out.
Just phase out for a turn, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, your tokens get saved and everything. But, again, that's just every other Selesnya deck. The mono-white equipment Voltron... cat deck, Voltron cat deck. Yes. That's a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, because yeah, at the very least, you can kind of spice it up with all the different types of equipment that are out there, right? So you can do some funny things like just shitting your opponent's life to half every time, or like black blading the fuck out of I don't know whoever.
Okay, maybe. All right, never mind. I'm going back to the Selesnya token cat deck.
What?
Fuck this,
what?
Fuck this Voltron black blade deck.
Oh god. look. The point is, it seems like for the most part, it doesn't have to be mono white, because you could you could theoretically do any of these cats in equipment based decks, like Marisi would work. But if you wanted to go very specific, Kemba Ka be your girl, okay?
Right. Well, basically we're saying, like, if you lean heavy on green, you're gonna be going wide with tokens. Like, here's the thing, which is weird. Most of these cat token cards are still gonna be in white, but we all know where the token support would be. Like, the white cards would be making your cats, but the green side would be the one buffing them up. Yes. But if you're leaning more heavily white, then you'd be making your Voltron Cat Commander deck, which is, you know, interesting. Like, way more... Excuse me. I don't want to be a douche about it. Interesting in different ways than your regular Selesnya deck.
Yeah, I mean, more so for me, just because I just find the Oonga Boonga of the potential of having some stupid artifacts just fun.
Yeah, yeah. Like... it's one thing to do all that work and have all... So, one thing that I like about Voltron decks is that at least when you're the one being targeted by it, you know people are actively making you the target. You're being impactful in the game. The unfortunate part of being a token deck is a lot of the times... if you're a token player and you get board wiped, you might not even be the one that they're board wiping. You might just be collateral damage, yeah. Which is kind of a feel bad, right?
Yeah, and you know, you're not in blue or anything, so it's not like you can stop them, you know? It's
you have
like,
your heroic intervention and you have your flicker. So, but that's two cards. That's two cards to save your board that you spent like however long to build up. And then...
yeah.
Because, you know, maybe the person next to you is a dragon tribal deck. I don't know which universe this is where everything is tribal. But the board wipe might have been targeted to the three dragons that were sort of threatening there, rather than this carefully built up army of cats that you've made. And you're just collateral fucking damage, and it's just such a feel bad when you weren't even the threat that all your hard work gets completely annihilated.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess turn one scoop opinion, just go straight into Voltron equipment.
Not so much because of the Black Blade, because while we do love the Black Blade, specifically for Cat Tribal, it's kind of a little bit more interesting to put equipments on cats, because the other Voltron commanders... when they're getting suited up, it's all about the commander that's getting suited up.
Yeah.
What's great about cats when they get suited up is that they make all them other cats stronger.
Also interesting, yeah. I mean, like, well, Kemba Ka is the, like, poster child for the cat equipment deck. There are other cats out there that you just stick equipment and it just makes effects for all your other cats, you know?
Raksha Golden Cub is a super cool cat to equip up, and so is Brimiz.
Yes, yes, yes. So, very, very fun just all around.
Also, shout out to what was his name? Jareth the Leonin Titan.
Ooh.
Okay. Jareth Leonin Titan, three colorless, white, cat giant. Whenever Jareth Leonin Titan blocks, it gets +7/+7 until end of turn. Who cares? He's big, also, who cares? And one white mana gets protection from the color of your choice until end of turn. So, also another cool cat to suit up. Not so much to become your commander, which you can make it. I would respect the fuck out of you if you make a Jareth the Leonin Titan deck. You can also put Megiddo in there, the white lion. Megiddo is a human that just, you know, is a lion, so whatever. But Jareth is a cool dude, wades through, doesn't afraid of anything except for other monocolored, or not monocolored, no color artifact creatures, so.
Yeah.
Good shit. He punches through, man. He's a cat giant.
True. Also, shout out not to a commander or anything, but also to Prowling Serpent Pard. A great card. I quite like Prowling Serpent Pard. In fact, I think last year when we were doing just like favorite cards in a color, Prowling Serpent Pard, my favorite green card, okay?
Yeah, like if you're just not opening up your coffers for them sweet, sweet Allosaurus Shepherds, which I'm still waiting for them reprints, okay? the Prowling Serpent Pard, really cool guy. Make sure that your cats stay stalking, stay jumping out of the bushes. Mm-hmm. Waiting in the Weeds, pretty good cat card. You should look it up. It's a X and then I think a green, and then you make that many cat tokens. It's like White Sun Zenith, but green.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's any. Oh, wait. Oh, last, absolutely last shout out, Sets Tiger. I know that some of you Flicker players know exactly what is going on with Sets Tiger, but if you're not, Sets Tiger is a two colorless white and a white flash. When Sets Tiger enters the battlefield, you, the player who cast him, gain protection from the color of your choice until end of turn. Super, super fucking good, good utility creature. Because, like, for one thing, it's a fog if all the creatures are one color coming in at you. Or, if somebody's playing a spell on you, you can gain protection from that.
Yeah, just flash it in and protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, of course, there's also always the Veil of Summer, Autumn's Veil, you know. You can't target me if you're scared of certain things. But Sets Tiger is cool because it's a cat that does that.
Yes. Also, to hit another little criteria typically for Commander decks, there is, I don't remember the name of the cat, but there is a colorless cat creature that does exile graveyards. So, graveyard hate.
Colorless cat creature? Really?
Yeah, there's a colorless. Yeah, there. I have it in one of these decks that I own, but it is a colorless cat creature, and it acts pretty similarly to Scavenger Grounds. I don't remember the name of the cat though, and I'm like trying to Google it. And I know for a fact it's a thing. I just have to.
Wow. Get the name. You look that up because like I'm drawing a blank over there. A cat that legit does graveyard hate? That's crazy.
Just one. It's a colorless cat, too, so you can just kind of stick it in whatever deck. Let me just look on...
Is it an artifact, or is it a...
I think it's an artifact cat, or something like that.
Okay. You know, I'll help you out, because this seems like something that people should know about. Artifact cat. Artifact cat. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Artifact cat MTG. Dang it. There it is. Watchers of the Dead. Watchers of the Dead.
Obviously, when you're playing Commander, you do want some grave hate just in case. You don't typically need, you know, a lot of it, maybe one or two. Mm-hmm. Scavenger Grounds, always good. It's land, colorless. But for them cat decks, if you want to go cat theme, Watchers of the Dead, you guys, is a cat that exiles graveyards.
Yes. They do get to save two cards, but who the fuck cares? Like, if it's a graveyard deck, they will absolutely hurt when you put this down.
Yes. Don't remember what deck this card was in, but I was like, oh, a cat that exiles graveyards. Maybe it was in Marisi prototype fake cat deck, but Watches of the Dead, very nice for Grave Hate.
Nice. Cool. So if anybody, well, that's our cat episode. If anybody was wondering why we decided to pull one of these out, it's just because basically we're just waiting on Neon Kamigawa, Neon Dynasty, right now.
Yes.
The spoilers have been really weird so far.
I think they've been okay. I think they've been fine. Look, I haven't been in the Magic game long enough for it to be like, what is this weird gamer anime e-girl shit? So I'm like, all right, I'll accept it.
See, here, I don't even know if that's a Kamigawa card. Is that a Secret Lair card? I can believe that it's a Kamigawa card. I don't know if it is. If nobody knows what we're talking about, there was a card that was spoiled recently that has a DJ table out.
Yes.
Like, a legit DJ table. And fine, that could happen in Kamigawa, sure, Neon Dynasty, it's 2022 in that world too, but also it could just be part of that, well, maybe not part of it, but like there's a otherworldly carnival set that's coming out for Secret Lair for Magic, so speaking of which, also a Johnny is invited to that interstellar carnival. And he turned into a kid for some reason. I don't know
what's
going on with that. Look at the promo art.
I'm gonna Google this.
Yeah, Secret Lair MTG Circus or Carnival, and you'll look at the promo art. There's like a little Johnny baby hanging out with all the other little kids. If you're into
Secret
that,
Lair.
If you're into the whole Magic. The magic is the most important part rather than having fantasy. You're going to be loving how wild Kamigawa has been coming out recently. Because, like, Techno Dragons, that's amazing. Some people, sometimes me, if you ask me, it depends on the day. Like, some days I'll be like, hell yeah, Techno Dragons, amazing. Other days I'll be like, oh, what did they do to you, Ryusei? What did they do to you?
Now, here's a question for this new Kamigawa set. Does this take place in a separate plane of Kamigawa, or is this Kamigawa in the future?
Regular Kamigawa in the present. Because remember, like, the old Kamigawa set that we visited, that was thousands of years in the past, in Magic's past. This is actually Kamigawa in the concurrent timeline with all the other planes.
I see. So the previous Kamigawa that got released, whenever it got released, was Kamigawa thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now it is current. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now I have a better idea of what's going on.
Yeah. I do wonder what the technology is going to be like for Kamigawa, because they got those cyborg ninjas and everything, but like, how much of that is actual technology and how much of it is magic technology? Because it's kind of stepping on the toes of Kaladesh as a plane, because Kaladesh's whole deal was like, we're the most advanced magic techno society in all of magicdom. So,
yes.
Like, seeing how Neon, basically, Kamigawa is now, I wonder how advanced their tech is, if they're, like, walking around with actual cell phones, or if they're magic cell phones.
What would the difference even be, Pablo? Versus magic cell phones versus just regular cell phones.
One runs off of electricity from electricity, and the other runs off of magic. Ninja moon rabbit magic from the moon.
Whatever, okay? Technology is it's fine. But that is another conversation for another episode.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was the cats. Did you do anything cool this week, Michelle?
Something really weird happened to me today, Pablo.
Whoa, let's see.
I was a little rattled. I don't know if it's fine, whatever. So I was taking my cat to the vet this morning to drop him off to get neutered because he needs to be neutered. So
very topical.
he can stop fucking spraying everywhere. But I dropped him off, and on the way back, I'm like, let me just hit by Jamba Juice real quick, because it's like 7:30 in the fucking morning. And I'm like, I want me some Fruity Fruits to just wake me up or whatever. And so I go to Jamba Juice, and I'm ordering my thing, and as I'm waiting in the corner, this, what I assume to be a homeless man in a bathrobe walks in, and then he just corners me in the corner of the store, and he's like, hey, can you get me some food? And I'm like, what? Okay, I guess. And so he very scary. He was a big man. And I'm just a little tiny girl in the corner. And so he's just like, just a little hunched over me. And I'm like, oh God. And so I guess the employees there were like, okay, what the fuck is going on? And so one of them was like, hey dude, you need to get out of here. Because, you know, it's like kind of scaring her. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll get you your food, but please leave me alone.
Yeah, but then leave me alone afterwards. Yeah. Wow, that's scary, dude. Crazy.
Leave me alone afterwards. And, like, for a second, I thought that they kind of knew each other, because it seemed like, you know, the way the employee was talking, it was like, he was super casual. And so, you know, whatever, right? So I'm like, okay, maybe they know each other and whatever. I'll just be off on my way. So I walk up to the counter when my order eventually, like, is done, and he's following me, and I'm like, do you still want this food? And he's like, yes. And he this whole time he's spouting a bunch of crazy shit, like I don't know, like a bunch of crazy, like, oh, he wherever he follows, the sunshine follows him, because he's like, whatever, he just gets what he wants all the time. And I'm like, okay. But I get my drink, and he's just kind of standing there behind me, just looking at me, and I'm looking at the girl over the counter, and she's like, you don't have to get him. Just leave. Just leave. And I'm like, what is happening here? And so he turns to me, and he's like, do you have cash on you? And I'm like, no. And he's like, fine, I'm leaving. And so he leaves, right? And then he takes out a sharp object, and then he scratches the window of the shop. And I'm like, what the fuck? What is happening? Please.
Dude,
I was very scared.
Wow. That is a very... Oh, my God. Which area were you in? Like, downtown?
This is where I was living, Pablo. Okay, you know the
oh my God, yeah. That's
right where that is, yeah.
Well, you know what? To be fair, that Jamba Juice is kind of sketchy. Just letting it? You know. If you never knew that Jamba Juice and that Starbucks in that area was a little sketch, it's a little sketch, dude. Just letting you know.
Okay, I didn't know that. But kudos to the employees of Jamba Juice, because they were very nice, and I appreciate them trying to help me, because afterwards I was like, did you guys know that man? And the guy that was like trying to get him to leave was like, no. We have no idea who he is, but we, like, he was causing some trouble. So I'm like, oh, God, thank God, because if it was just me and this man, I would have been very scared. I mean, not that I wasn't already scared, but that was, like, you know,
yeah.
I appreciated it.
I'm glad that you got out of that safe, man. Shit, crazy. Turn your back, face the door at all times, I guess, my guy.
Yeah, I don't know. So, That was an interesting thing that happened today. And then I picked my cat up later on in the evening after he got his surgery and was, like, kind of resting for a bit, and he's in a cone.
You know what? There's a joke there about Selesnya cat tokens and proliferating. So, or my bad. What was it?
Populating.
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 So there's a joke there. Dude, let's see. Did anything happen to me this week?
What'd you do this week, Bob?
I don't know, man. Like, I hung out, I guess. We're just doing some stuff for the reopening of our venue. So, honestly, just boring stuff. Like, hey, can we buy this many drinks from one place and that many drinks from the other place? So nothing really...
Like,
crazy
irresponsible work stuff. That's fine,
dude. You know what I was actually feeling sad about? I was running out of Magic and Pokemon content that spoke to me when I was going on videos. It was kind of like, I don't know, man. I just wish there was something to watch, but there just really wasn't anything that was grabbing my attention. Hopefully it'll pass, because like I want to be entertained.
I don't know, Pablo. Maybe it's time to reach out into new types of content.
No, never. Pokemon and Magic, the only things I'm all about. You know what? Maybe it's time to tickle that Warhammer obsession again, because I was looking at some models, man. God, Warhammer is so good. Warhammer is...
Oh, yes. Oh, speaking of magic, your Christmas gift came in, Pablo. It needs to drop by at some point in time. You could drop it off or something.
Oh, second thing? This is the last thing. I have been using, talking about cat and Christmas gifts, I have been using the gift that you... Michelle gave me some cat socks for Christmas.
So I've been using those. Nice. Good. I gave everybody cat socks. By everybody, I mean... I don't know. Everybody that I... in the friend group. some people still have to pick up their socks, but... Oh, well, what can you do?
We should probably end this episode before we keep talking about this weird shit.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. We'll just put the ending, like, right here.
Yo, you got me. Finish it off, yeah. You got it this time. Alrighty. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening this week. Thank you, Kevin McLeod, for the intro and outro music provided through Common, courtesy. Common license, yes. Creative Commons license. You can follow us. You can follow us on all the socials, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. That's not all of them, but that's the ones that we got. The Turn One Scoop. This was Pablo, and I hope you had a perfectly fine time with the felines.
This is Michelle, also signing off. Goodbye!